and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Inside the Mirror Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle David. If you didn't know, now you know. Hey, if you're watching right now, you can see that I just spilled water on myself. So, yeah, that's how it's going this evening. But excited to be here. This will be short and sweet. If you follow the podcast or followed me for any amount of time, you know that most of the podcasts that I do alone are me sharing what I'm going through, what I'm learning, and hopefully something that is helpful to you. So the question tonight for you and for me, for all of us, is, are you being the person that the people around you need you to be? Are you being the person that the people around you need you to be? And hear me, I am not asking or saying, should you be someone that you're not? What I'm saying is, are you aware that when you have relationships in life, people around you need things from you? And you obviously have to create boundaries to make sure those are healthy, but we all have relationships in life where we need things from other people and they need things from us. So the question is, are you being the person that those people in your life need you to be? And here's a little insight into what I'm thinking. There's certain people in my life right now that need me to be strong and steady and unwavering, even though I would like to be emotional and expressive and process things with them. That's not what they need me to be right now. There's certain people in my life, people that I influence that are going through something difficult, and they need me to just be steady and unwavering and in the middle and even keel. They don't need me to be emotional, expressive, anything other than just steady and unwavering. There's other people in my life right now that need me to be a person that listens and asks really good questions and challenges. And so one group needs me to be steady and unwavering. Another group needs the other side of me that's listening and intentional with how I ask and provide feedback and challenge. That's another person in my life. Another person in my life just needs me to be me, energetic, encouraging, positive, outgoing, and my full expressive self. One is a group of people that I influence. Another is a person in my life. Another is a person in my life. All of them need different things from me. But it's partially on them to let me know what they need from me. But it's partially on me to know people well enough to know what they need from me at different times. Because what can happen, and what I've been guilty of in my life, is thinking that everyone needs the same thing from me all the time. And that's just not the case, right? And different people need different things from me at different times. And hear me, it's not my job to be all things to all people. And you as well, it's not your job to be all things to all people. It's none of our jobs to be all things to all people. But if we want to be and show up the best we can for the people that we care about, that we influence, that we love, we have to be aware of who needs what when. And practically, if you don't always have the awareness to know, you might just need to ask, right? You might just need to ask people, hey, how can I best show up for you right now? What do you need from me right now? Because I think you might need this, but I'm not sure, and I want to be able to show up for you the way you need and give you the things that you need. And the reason I ask this question again is because I'm learning it with all the different groups of people and that I influence and have influence with in my life that all need different things from me. And I've realized from messing up a lot and giving people just all the same version of me, which is just my default, which is just like excited, expressive, me communicating and talking a lot and trying to give advice and like fix things. That's not what most people need from me. Some at some times. But if I just show up the same way for everybody else based on what I want to be like or how I'm ready to show up for people, but if that's not what they need, then I'm not giving people the version of me that they need. And again, don't feel pressure like you have to totally figure it all out. Just becoming aware that the people you're in relationship with in life probably need different things from you. And so it's helpful to know. What I found that causes a lot of friction in relationships is when you don't know what people need, so you try to give them what you think they need, and it's not what they need, if that makes sense. Right? Just trying to give people what they need based on what you think can often be not helpful. So I would encourage you to process through the closest people in your life that need things from you or just need a version of you. And then either ask or become aware or figure out what version of you do they need when, and do your best to show up as that. I'm not saying show up inauthentically. Show up the way that they need you based on what you can give, if that makes sense. Right? I'm still showing up as me, but some people need the calmer, steadier version of me right now. And others need the intense, passionate, expressive version of me. And to get it confused could be super unhelpful based on where people are at around me. So I'm trying to be aware of who needs what from me, right? Whether it's the people I lead, whether it's family members, people that I know, who needs what from me so that I can show up and serve them the best? Because ultimately, it's really the heart of it is how can I serve the people around me to the best of my abilities, right? It's not just like, oh, how do I make sure that they get what they need? It's like, how can I serve them the best, right? Because there's all the people in my life that I am in relationship with, I care about. And I want to be able to serve them well. So I want to be aware or ask how I can best show up for them at different times. Because I want to be able to serve them well. So that's really it. That's where I'm at. That's what I'm processing today in the past few days is what version of me needs to show up for certain people in my life right now? What version of me do people need right now? Because if I just show up as the version of me that's my default, it could be detrimental to what people need from me right now. And I'm aware of that because in the past I've screwed up. I still screw up. I still show up as the person that people don't need me to be at times and it causes hecticness. I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. It causes trouble if I'm just not aware of where people are at and what they need, right? Because it just comes down to, again, caring about people, caring enough to know where they're at and what they need so I can show up and help and serve. So that's the question for you and I. It's an ongoing thing. You'll never be perfect at it. I sometimes find myself trying to be the wrong thing for people at the wrong time, but I want to be aware of it. I would assume you want to be aware of it. How can we be the best version of ourselves and show up as a version that people need at the right time? So I don't have all the answers, but I'm processing it and working on it and trying to apply it as I go. So. Thanks for bearing with me. Thanks for letting me share my thoughts and my heart and where I'm at in my life. Grateful for you guys. This is much more for me at times than it is for you. So I hope that you benefit as a byproduct of me needing to process and share where I'm at. So grateful for y'all. Until next time, I'll be back with another episode of Inside the Mirror Podcast. Adios.